Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Speaks to the fact that we're about to get into other people's drama, ne? You know, when we're about to get into that bag, it's always like very bad weather, like windy, overcast condition. I even feel like it might even rain just now because of drama.
And well, also, I mean, the band is Wait, so it would be very on the nose. Listen, if that were to be the case.
When the energies are aligned, they are very much aligned. Love is all around. Wait. Just before this one, DJ Snake, Selena Gomez, Selfish Love on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And ladies and gentlemen, the drama begins.
Yeah, listen, love may be all around, but love isn't the only thing that is all around. If you get quiet, and we've spoken about this, both Jay and I like this. I think it's because we entertain for a living. So I quite enjoy sitting down sometimes and just observing people.
Yeah.
I love to people watch. And there have been times in the past, I'm sure, where perhaps you, while doing the same thing, or walking through a store, or having a dinner at a restaurant, just happen to be in the vicinity where there is some nonsense happening with somebody else. And they are hanging on, and they are airing their dirty laundry. And it is, you don't mean to pry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just happen to be in
over
the vicinity.
Here.
Yes. You're not even eavesdropping per se. You're just in the general vicinity and you're like, huh, other people's problems. Let's stick around and see how this turns out.
Yeah. Like, for example, a couple fighting at a restaurant. But this one here. I Ularato, not my favorite person, I'm not gonna lie.
Shame, don't come for her. She didn't, well, I mean, she did not do anything wrong.
No, but like, she took to Twitter, right, to out her brother by the name of Usia, who was on the same flight as her. She didn't have to out him at all. It was not necessary, but she decided, I'm gonna do this anyways, so I will judge her, not my crowd. I'm gonna read a bit of the message, right, that she put out onto her Twitter. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your husband's name is Sia and he took a flight this morning at 6 a.m. at OR Tambo to Durban wearing a pink blazer and has reading glasses, please know that your husband was telling his female colleague about your marital problems, and he was telling her that he met up with another hun. Met up with another hun. Larato even went as far as giving Sia's flight number out. How dare you?
Flight number.
Guys.
He's wearing a pink jacket, traveling from OR Tambo to, like, you know, 6 o'clock this morning. There is a thread, because one tweet, 140 characters is not going to cut it. The detail, by the way, you can go and read the thread at ecr.co.za.
Yeah,
click on Stacey and Jay Spoo. But the thing is, in the spirit of camaraderie on this here Friday, quarter to payday, and also, again, it's not your problem, so weigh in, please.
Enjoy.
What do you make of Miss Larato here outing a stranger like this? And also, let's be honest, have you ever eavesdropped on a conversation that made you feel like, ooh, if I had access to the internet, I would tweet that too? Dua Lipa, so Elton John, Cold Heart. It's East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Look, we're not encouraging this kind of tomfoolery, but sometimes you just find yourself in a position where you can hear other people having a mild cadenza.
Particularly drama.
Yes.
That's the best.
It's not your drama. You don't even know them. You don't mean to lean in. You just happen to be in the general area, like TKZ, you're just in the area, and then you're like, oh, now I know this thing.
Hey.
So we were talking about Larato, hey?
Yeah.
Who was live tweeting other people's drama from a flight this morning.
Necessary? No.
Full thread at ecr.co.za, but now we get to talk about it and have a laugh.
Yeah. This for me is probably the most strangest day of my life. So I have once overheard colleagues at work, not here, talking about the passing of another colleague's family member before they knew that they had just lost a family member. And probably the most stressful day of my life, because an hour later I had to be in a meeting with that person. Now I have this information. What do I do?
Okay, well, that took a very dark turn.
No, that was hectic. Worst day of my life, actually. I'm not going to lie.
So,
not
listen, lie. I mean, like, Noxy,
it gets dark sometimes.
No, clearly. But thank you for zero warning there. Ooh, that's the last nerve I have. Noxy, please tell me that you heard something that wasn't as dramatic, please.
There you go.
It wasn't as, like, hectic and sad as that was. But dramatic, definitely. Dramatic.
Okay. Tell us.
It was a couple. They were arguing at a restaurant, and I remember hearing the wife saying, "Oh, I actually hate your mother."
Hey.
Was, "Oh, I hate your mama too."
What? What?
And then it was the big D word being thrown around, like divorce and stuff. And it just got really hectic. I was too close. I wasn't eavesdropping. Sometimes your ear is just like next to the conversation, and you can't help but, and I'm somebody who goes alone to restaurants a lot because I enjoy it. So I didn't have anybody else to distract me from the conversation.
Well, but the thing is, Noxie, there you go, dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Okay.
You deserve a spa treatment after that.
Yeah, no.
Yo, that's a lot.
Somebody pause this woman a facial.
Jeez.
Thank you, Ms. Nox. Yeah, wowzers.
Shout out to her. And then we have OPK, ne? Shall we play PK? Do we have time?
Let's,
okay, PK.
Let's hear it.
Gwenza.
Hey there, it's PK. Ulirat was in the right place at the right time. And as a lover of other people's news, but a hoarder of people's news.
Oh.
I approve and I disapprove. Like, I approve because I love people's news, but I don't like spreading it. So I don't believe in useless information. Knowledge is power.
Sure.
So knowing that Sia met up, had a rendezvous with some random woman, great. But now spreading that, but personally, my vice, so to speak, is to follow people around Makshelwane when people are hitting on each other. I love listening to people hit on one another.
And
there'll
fail.
Always be a conveniently placed bottle of mayonnaise for me to look at conspicuously and act like I'm not listening, when really I'm getting everything that's being said. So that's my thing. Peace.
I guess that's why PK loves this show. Not gonna say who hits on who, but it is what it is.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.